Hey everybody, Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Keenan Mitchell, Stephen Rick giving us his latest credit union trends report. Check it out. Actually on CU Today, and they said one kind of the interesting, they had interesting take on that. It said membership and loans didn't take a summer vacation. What can we take from that? What do they mean by that?
Basically, credit unions are in the middle of a credit boom, the likes of which we haven't seen in basically a decade.
Oh, wow.
We're going to see close to 10.5-11% loan growth in 2015. We expect about another 10% next year in 2016, just because a lot of the credit union members have a lot of pent-up demand for spending. You know, after the Great Recession, we had that slow recovery, yeah. And a lot of people didn't buy those new cars, those new appliances, washing machines. Now they're releasing that pent-up demand, and they're coming to credit unions for those loans.
Yeah, it sounds like auto lending is like off the charts, yeah. Which is one of the first ones that we were going to talk about.
Yeah, you know, that new auto loan category, which makes up about one-third of all the auto loans. Yeah, they're two-thirds as used autos, but that one-third is growing faster now than at any time in credit union history. For a while there, we're growing at over 22% annualized pace. Like I said, it's just extraordinary. That's not sustainable, of course. You can't keep growing 22. It actually has slowed down a little bit to around only 18%.
Oh, only. Annual growth.
But it's still very strong, and basically just because credit unions offer great rates. And if you look at national surveys, credit unions price their loan rates about 1.25 percentage points lower than the bank's average. Mm-hmm. And we have lower fees and all these other good things, mm-hmm. at credit unions. So a lot of Americans are just coming to credit unions for their loans. So we're picking up market share.
Yeah.
We're increasing the market share at credit unions for both autos and mortgage lending.
Wow. I mean, this is really, it really bodes well for the industry. It's almost kind of like, it's about time some good news comes our way, you know?
Yeah. They actually call these kind of the halcyon days for credit unions, meaning they're kind of prosperous, a little bit more calm than what we saw just a few years ago when we had negative loan growth. So our earnings are coming back a little bit. They're not back to what we saw prior to the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. That old rule of thumb, you want to hit like a 1% return on asset ratio.
Yeah.
We're about 0.8 today.
Getting close.
So not close, yeah. Not quite what we'd like to see, but otherwise, things are going pretty good.
That's awesome. How about first mortgages? You mentioned that in your report as well. What's up with that?
I just got the latest numbers for August. First mortgages, the fixed rate variety, not much growth there in the month of August, but year over year they are growing. But adjustable rates are actually growing on credit unions' balance sheets.
Oh, really?
Credit unions right now are worried about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates.
Yeah.
And one of these days, the Fed, we've been saying now for how many
when
years?
When that happens, yeah.
The Fed's going to raise rates. One of these years they're going to raise rates. So credit unions are a little concerned about the interest rate risk of holding a long-term fixed rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So actually adjustable rate mortgages are growing quite rapidly on credit unions' balance sheet, which makes sense. If rates go up, they want to have that adjustable rate product. And we're seeing more growth actually there in the first mortgage area.
Interesting. What about home equity? I mean, we're kind of going down the list here.
Home equities have been booming also. The latest numbers, we're seeing like a 13% annualized growth rate. Couple reasons for that. One, home prices are going up.
Yep.
Home prices over the last year increased 4 or 5% nationwide. So basically people have equity to actually borrow against.
Yeah.
And two, consumer confidence is up.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't tap into that equity if you're worried about losing your job or you're worrying about your income not growing.
Mm-hmm.
But people's job security is getting better, the confidence is up. And with home prices up, they're tapping into their home equity.
It's amazing how one thing fuels another thing, It's just and it's kind of this kind of a snowball effect, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You also talk about surplus funds. Can you touch on that for a second?
Over the last year, credit unions have been draining down their surplus funds, which we just define as all your cash plus investments at a credit union. Because savings growth isn't really keeping up with the loan demand,
mm-hmm.
they got to liquidate some of their investments, sell them off, get the cash, and mm-hmm. use that to loan out. So we've seen a big drop in the last year in our surplus funds, which is good. It's in the name credit union, mm-hmm. credit, make loans. We would like to get, take the money out of the investment portfolio and make loans with it. Because right now, the surplus funds has about a yield of around 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard to run a credit union on a 1% yield, where loans earn about 5%. So it'd be nice to get the money out of investments into loans earning 5%. That really boosts the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And so as this continues, where loan growth continues to grow faster than deposits, we're going to see those surplus funds drop.
Excellent, excellent. And last one here, savings and assets. What do we have to say there?
Interesting. Savings has been growing faster than I predicted.
Interesting, really.
Economists do a forecast, and every once in a while we're wrong, and maybe even more than once in a while. But basically, because of gas prices. Basically, you know, price of oil last year at this time is going for about $104 a barrel.
Yeah.
Today it's $44 a barrel. That means gas pump prices are down. And one economist, not me, actually did an estimate. How much is the average American saving at the gas pump because of this huge drop in gas prices? Mm-hmm. And the total number is about $76 billion has been saved by the average American consumer since basically the last year. Because we're doing less of this, right? Less using our credit card at the gas pump. And a lot of that money has flowed into credit unions. So we've actually seen an increase in the growth rate of deposits at credit unions. Because we didn't expect that. You know, we didn't expect oil prices to come crashing down like that.
Yeah.
And so we actually are seeing, you know, but, you know, deposits are only growing at about 5-6%, but loans are growing at 10%. And that's where we have to drain some of our investments to balance things out.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, actually credit unions are doing pretty well, you know, on the deposit side, just because all, you know, and the average American hasn't really redeployed that spending. You know, they used to spend at the gas pump for all this $76 billion, and they haven't really gone out and said, well, let's buy new shoes or go to the restaurants more or take a vacation, because they didn't really know if gas prices were going to stay low.
Exactly.
Now they look like, you know, some estimates out of a couple investment banks said we could see $20 a barrel oil.
Wow.
You know, it's like I said, it's 44 today. And so it looks like we're going to have low gas prices for a while. People say, well, if I'm going to keep saving this, let's start spending the accumulated $76 billion. So we are seeing spending pick up a little bit in the economy because of that, kind of that tax cut, if you will, from the gas price cut.
Exactly. There's your savings. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Stephen, try living in Southern California where it doesn't matter what the price of oil is. It's always going to be $3 or $4 per gallon. So,
yes, I know. It's funny. I was just in Florida the other day and gas prices there were actually below $2.
What?
It was $1.95. So, yeah, it does vary across the country dramatically based on what kind of blends you have and for environmental reasons, clean air type thing. But no, there's a huge disparity between gas prices.
Matt, we haven't seen that low of gas prices. Sorry to go on a tangent here, but we haven't seen that low of gas prices since like probably the late 1800s
here
in San Diego.
Or when you and I were wearing short pants probably last time.
Yeah. Craziness. Well, I mean, this really sounds like a fun time to do your job right now, as opposed to like when the recession was going on and stuff was like, oh gosh, I got to report these negative numbers. But now things are so positive and wow, it's kind of a sunny day for you, it sounds like, and for credit unions.
Yeah, you know, across the board, you know, of course, there's disparity between credit unions. Some, you know, bigger credit unions are doing better than smaller credit unions. But the good news is that we're all seeing faster loan growth.
That's awesome.
You know, the big credit unions are seeing, you know, 13% loan growth.
Yeah.
Smaller are only seeing maybe 3% or the real small credit unions. But it's better than the 1% or negative loan growth they had during the last few years.
Yep.
So this huge disparity is just like there's many different inequalities in our economy in general.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the rising tide is lifting all boats. Because of the increased credit demand, small credit unions are doing good, you know, or better.
Yep.
Middle credit unions are doing pretty good, but the large credit unions are doing really good.
I bet they are. So, I mean, what can credit unions do to kind of maintain this upward trend? Because, I mean, like you said, things have kind of leveled off a little bit as far as the lending goes. I mean, but what, is there something that they can do that you know of, or just kind of do status quo?
What we're seeing in the numbers is that because credit quality is really strong now, meaning loan delinquency rates are below their long-run average, loan charge-offs are very low. So a lot of credit unions are loosening up their lending standards a little bit. You know, members who came in in the recent past and maybe we did not approve their loan because they had some credit problems, especially during the Great Recession, a lot of Americans had credit problems. They lost their job, they weren't able to get a loan. But now they're coming to credit unions and credit unions are saying, yeah, we understand, you know, you're in a very tough situation because the overall economy was very bad. And they're kind of reviewing them, saying, you know, we're going to give you another chance. We're going to give you that loan now. One, because the credit quality is just so low nationally. Job growth is strong. Wages are rising again.
Yep.
They're saying, you know, you're probably a better bet now. And so they're granting those loans to members. They may, in the last few years, said no to, we're not going to approve your loan.
Yeah. Wow. It's good to be on an upswing.
Yes.
But everything is cyclical, as you well know. So you got to kind of, don't credit unions kind of keep something in their peripheral vision to like just in case type of planning, you think?
You know, the U.S. does go through about a 10-year credit cycle. Like I said, it was 2003, 2004, 2005, we had double-digit loan growth. And now we're in the second year of another 3-year period.
Yep.
We expect, like I said, 2016 to be another year, but then it's going to start to drop off again. Right now, we're seeing the total dollar amount of delinquent loans dropping you know, actually, you know, more people are paying the loans back.
That's awesome.
But
that's
awesome. As these loans we make now, they're going to what we call season. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to start seeing more credit problems in the future. As you know, we make a lot of loans today, we know some of them are going to be going bad in the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And so we will see delinquency rates trend up again. So, yeah, there is the business cycle. There's the credit cycle. Yeah. Right now is a good time for the credit side, making those loans, getting those fees from loan originations, mm-hmm. things like that. But it won't last forever.
Well, make hay while the sun shines, brother.
Yes,
make hay while the sun shines. Hey, so you're going to be talking about this at your Discovery conferences. You're going to be one of the keynoters there talking about, it's called U.S. Economy Outlook, Its Impact on Credit Union. So this is really good stuff. I mean, is there anything else you want to add to kind of wrap up the interview here?
Basically, one other thing that we haven't mentioned is membership growth at Credit Union.
Oh, yes.
We're hitting over 3% membership growth this year, which we haven't seen in like 20 years.
Oh, really?
So the reason it's growing is for a couple of reasons. One, job growth. You know, in the last year, we've had about 3 million new jobs added to the U.S. economy.
Thank goodness.
Well, when people get a job, they also join a credit union sometimes because mm-hmm. they may be a credit union affiliated with their employer. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing very strong membership growth. And like I said, 3%. Well, when you think the total population of our country is only growing 1%, well, if we're growing 3%, by definition, we're gaining market share.
Exceeding.
We're getting deeper relationships with the average American in this country, and we're getting more Americans. So that's really good news for credit unions to grow 3% membership. You know, it's not like a small number, but if the whole population is only growing 1%, that is a big gain in market share.
No doubt. Probably the deposits going up, too. That's a result of that as well, do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. More and more people are coming in, opening that, you know, a little checking account, savings account, starting maybe saving in CDs or money markets, you know, many different products to choose from. But overall, there's a lot of synergies going on with the economy and credit union health.
Stephen, I want to talk to you every day. This is a great interview. It's all positive. The sun is shining, sir.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to find a negative number in the credit union data today.
That makes your job fun these days. Well done. Yeah.